They were American funds earned in the U.S. and under control of American directors, although used for Nazi propaganda in the United States, stated author Sutton. Another solid conduit for Nazi propaganda and intelligence activities was the Hamburg-America shipping line. Max Warburg, a leader of Deutsche Bank, sat on the board of Hamburg-America steamship line along with Prescott Bush, father and grandfather of two future U.S. presidents. Max Warburg was the brother of Paul Warburg, America's first chairman of the Federal Reserve System and the man in charge of U.S. finances in World War I. American IG Chemical Corporation was more than just a source of funds. It provided important intelligence to the Nazis throughout the war, as noted by IG Farben director Max Igner, the nephew of Farben's chairman Schmitz. He wrote, "Extensive information which we receive continuously from American IG is indispensable for our observation of American conditions, and is, since the beginning of the war, an important source of information for governmental, economic, and military offices." The full story of IG Farben and its worldwide activities before World War II can never be known, noted author Sutton, as key German records were destroyed in 1945 in anticipation of Allied victory. The banking industry, including foreign financial houses, provided Hitler and his Nazis with the funds to both consolidate and spread their National Socialist doctrine. Throughout World War II, the Bank of Baron von Schroeder acted as financial agents for Germany in both Britain and the United States. Anthony C. Sutton described how John Foster Dulles handled Schroeder bank loans in the USA. In fact, Dulles, in addition to providing legal services to a joint Rockefeller-Schroeder investment firm, the Schroeder-Rockefeller Company, also sat on the board of directors of General Aniline and Film, GAF, from 1927 to 1934. GAF, as it was known during the war, remained a subsidiary of IG Farben. Schroeder, the powerful head of the J.H. Stein & Company banking house of Cologne, had long provided financial support to the Nazis in hopes they would counteract the spread of communism.